9 minutes after 9 o'clock. Clouds moving around out there and 64 degrees where we're at. Our Friday talk around continues as promised. David Hofferton from the Green Apple, one of the newest businesses over there on Minnesota Avenue. David, good to see you back here. Good to have you back in-house.
Good morning, Bill. Glad to be on again.
Got to ask you, how's business, my friend?
It's been really good, just nice and steady. You know, we have good days, bad days, but it all kind of evens out, and it's been good enough to pay the bills so far, so we're happy.
Love hearing that. What have been the hot sellers over there? What are people generally come in looking for?
Well, with recent, there's been some changes with the hemp drive business since the legalization of marijuana and everything. We can't sell marijuana yet. There's quite a long process to get licensed for that. So that's kind of a future deal. But for now, we're kind of still doing the same hemp drive edibles, drinks. We've got pet products, topicals. So keep trying to introduce kind of some new things. So we're also, now that marijuana is legal, you can legally grow at home. So we are now offering some growing equipment, such as growing tents, lights, nutrients, soil, stuff like that. So that's been exciting to kind of expand our offerings there.
And you are way ahead of the curve, my friend.
Yeah.
And it's, looking down the road, I love that.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's all new since August 1st, kind of learning the whole process from seed to sale, I guess. Wow. So it's pretty awesome.
I love that, seed to sale. Let's talk about Java Jump. You're going to be a part of this tomorrow, going on in the Twin Towns, and you got some kind of special happening. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so these events are great for us. We participated earlier this year in the Chamber did a wine walk, and that was great. I think it's these events are great just to bring in people who wouldn't typically stop into our store. Maybe, you know, if you're you feel a lot more comfortable when you're with a group of people going in to grab a glass of wine, or for this event, a cup of coffee. And yeah, we are featuring. So we got involved with kind of a mastermind business class that we got invited to join, and there's several. About five businesses from Wapprec that are involved in this, and another one of them is Minnesota Mudwater, owned by Isaac Jensen. And so he's working on starting up his coffee business. He specializes in cast iron roasting coffee, so we've gotten samples of it. It's a wonderful product. It's great. If you like a bold-tasting coffee, that's the way to go. So he's going to have several offerings of light, medium, and dark roast, so we're excited to try those, and he'll have order forms available if anyone's interested in ordering some coffee from him. So,
and that's tomorrow. Are you going to go with the 10 to 2? That's kind of the Java Jump schedule.
Correct.
From 10 to 2.
The 10 to 2. And along with that, we plan on having a few specials of our own going on. So
good for you.
If anyone joined us for a grand opening, we had put up our green apple tree, which we put up some apples. You pick off an apple and you get a discount anywhere from 15% to 40%. So that's always fun every time we pull out the apple tree. Few other things we got going on. We thought we've got some space ice cream, which we thought would pair well with coffee. That's an edible that is freeze-dried ice cream, and we're going to offer that for 25% off. Several flavors of that available. excuse me. And then I can't promise this. We had a THC-infused cold brew that was supposed to be delivered today, but I got a notice from UPS that it may be delayed. So,
all right.
Barring a miracle, we might have, hopefully, get some of that coffee, but it will be available next week if we don't have it for you on Saturdays.
Well, I know where I'm going. You're talking my game now, definitely. I love the cold brew stuff.
Yeah, so if we don't happen to have it, we'll definitely, you can pre-order some, or we'll for sure have it next week.
So. You know what I love about your message, David, over there is get informed. You're doing such a great job of, I think, educating people. And I know with all of this going on and all the changes, there's a lot of people with questions. And you've been really great, you and your staff over there, about kind of educating people and giving people answers. You know, people stop in and ask you a lot of questions.
Yeah. It's we get, especially since August 1st, we got a lot of people coming in. They're actually looking for flour now, which we can't provide yet, but...
Not yet.
Yep. That's, like I said, going to be quite a process, but again, we get a lot of people now stopping in asking about growing, and that's been fun, and yeah, just in general, any questions about our drinks and other products for whatever people are looking to use it for, we're happy to help them out.
It's a whole new day. That's got to be exciting for you, getting in on the ground floor to all of this.
Yeah, it's exciting, a little bit scary, because, you know, it just... It's all new, and you just don't know which direction things are going to go and how it's all going to play out. And I wasn't expecting it to take another year and a half for this licensing process to happen. But we're trying to, like you said, remain ahead of the curve and learn all we can right now and be as prepared as possible for the future.
Store looks great. Everything looks fantastic over there at the Green Apple. And again, one more time, let's cover Java Jump tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's again from 10 to 2. We'll be featuring Minnesota Mudwater Coffee. Got several specials going. So feel
good
free
stuff.
To stop in. There's, I think, 10 to 15 other businesses participating.
Yeah,
so
there's a lineup, a good lineup.
Yep, good chance to check out other businesses that you might not have checked out yet as well in the Twin Towns. So,
talking with David Hoffert this morning from the Green Apple. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up, David?
I guess the only other thing, I'm actually heading up to Moorhead tonight for a growing class. So like I said, I'm trying to learn as much about this, and I'm actually going to participate a little bit and give my experiences up to this point so far. So that's at the Midtown Tavern up in Moorhead.
Okay.
Anyone is welcome. That's a free event starting at 7 this evening. That is actually put on by a friend of mine, Steve Rosenfeld, who owns Edibles OTC up in Moorhead, a similar store to ours. So if you're interested, check out his Facebook page, Edibles OTC. I think that's with a Z in there. And registration's free. Sounds like they've got a good group registered already, so excited
Fantastic.
For that.
Absolutely. David, come back, give us an update, and keep up the good work over there, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks,
David
Bill.
Hoffert, Green Apple. And don't forget Java Jump tomorrow. Stop into the Green Apple, and they will have products on display from 10 until 2. It's 9:16. Here are the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
When the weather gets cooler, wrap yourself up in warm hometown radio. Mornings with Bill Dablow.
My favorite station.
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Bury me in Georgia. Miles out of Chattanooga, south of that state line, there's a no-name road off Highway 2 just past the welcome sign. It's where I was born, it's where I was raised, ain't saying I'm ready yet, but that's the place I wanna be after my last.